we had a lecturer who approached me, sort of, well, was referred to me, I should say. He doesn't necessarily have any students in his class who have accessibility requirements. He just has a strong feeling around, you know, making the effort to incorporate universal design into his content. So what he was doing was actually recording his lectures, downloading them out of Echo and uploading them into another system so that he could get those transcripts, and then editing the transcripts manually and then uploading them back into Echo 360 for his students, because he wasn't aware that the ASR transcripts were available through Echo 360. And it was only just a sort of a chance conversation with a colleague of mine that they went, hang on a tick, we might be able to fix things here for you. So I was able to then sort of set up his unit so that all of his video content was then sent off for ASR transcription automatically. And I let him know that, you know, here's how you go about editing. And he kind of got back to me just sort of saying like, wow, you know, what a difference, you know, here it's taken it from what was a 12-step process into a, you know, a 3-step process to go in, click on the video, you know, click edit transcript, make all of his edits there in the browser, and then just be able to save and move on. So for him, that was a huge difference. That was a game changer as far as his processes were concerned.